Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Stavel, a dentist practicing here in San Antonio, and you're listening to the Dr. Stavel program and Your Smile Matters. And on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, I do not have a guest, so I welcome your calls. Call in and just talk about anything that you'd like to as far as it relates to oral health, gum problems, teeth problems, and the connection to general health. Or vice versa, general health into problems of oral health. Call-in number, of course, is 599-5555. And I welcome you today, and I know everybody's having wonderful times with their honoring their fathers. Such a great time, and it's so important now more than ever. So, if you have something of a nature, oral health nature, give us a call, 599-5555. You can also look at our podcast. We have over 8 years, we have over 8 years archived. And the address is staffeldds.podomatic.com. A lot of interesting guests, a lot of interesting subjects that can be of value. We try to inspire you and challenge you on this program to think about taking care of your own health and getting as healthy as you can, because we have so much information out there. And we try to get information out that you don't hear a lot about. And that is on this program. We try to get a lot of information out on this program because you don't hear a lot about the things that we cover. I go through a lot of material and can sort through it. So, if you just have something that you want to talk about of a dental nature, be sure and call 599-5555. And of course, I have a website, which is sanantoniodentist.net. Has a lot of interesting material. Now, I'm going to review fractured sleep. And we've been covering this for months now, and you might have seen recently that the movie star was that died recently, and they feel like apnea might have been a problem with that person. The person also had apparently had drug and alcohol issues, so there's more to it, but it was something. And then also, Judge Scalia had sleep apnea, apparently. It's quite a problem. It's quite a prominent problem. And my personal experience with sleep apnea goes back to a snoring problem that I had. And I didn't have a bad snoring problem, but I was at an advanced course in sleep disordered breathing. And took this home screening device, and sure enough, it registered that I had enough issues with sleep-disturbed breathing and to go to a medical doctor and from there go to a sleep lab, and sure enough, I had all the indications. I was fitted with the short story. I was fitted with the CPAP. It took me a while to get used to it. It's been about 4 months, and now I'm really comfortable with it. And the neat thing is that I can wake up really refreshed, and like I have had a wonderful night's sleep, like you would expect to be refreshed from sleeping all night. And you don't have any lagging or grogginess. It is just wonderful. You can really get used to this. And it's something that I encourage everyone to think about this and get exposed to the data. In our practice, my dental practice, I've gotten very, very proactive on this, and we screen everybody that comes through our office. With old patients or young patients, and we use a home screening device that you take that home and you sleep with it for two nights or in a row, and it will show what your oxygen saturation, that is how much oxygen is percent of 100 that you have. It'll show what your heartbeat is struggling with, whether it's performing well or not. And it'll show what your, if you're holding your breath or having issues getting oxygen to your system. And then from that screening, we can read that, give you a copy of that, and then send you to a sleep doctor if it's warranted. And the sleep doctor will then do a lab sleep test. There are two types of tests. There's a home sleep test from the medical doctor, sleep doctor, or there's a lab sleep test. The lab sleep test is so much more comprehensive, and it's going to show what's going on in your brain, how much oxygen is saturated in the brain. It's going to show any kind of movements, restless leg movements, or just moving around all the time. It's going to show respiration. It's going to show CO2. It's going to show so much more information that will help the doctor prescribe an appliance. And looking at this and just looking at mine, what the data was showing of how my fractured sleep was, and then when I was in the sleep lab, it started off in recording all that data, and then they have the ability, they wake you up, and then they change directions, and they make adjustments so that you're, in effect, would have a sleep device, a sleep breathing device, a CPAP. And then when looking at my readings, after the CPAP is put on and adjusted, the change in the breathing and the change in the heart rate is so significant, and I didn't have a severe problem either. But I went ahead and did it on the screen, from the screening, and then I went to the sleep doctor and did a sleep study lab, and then I have taken the CPAP and gotten adjusted to that. It takes some adjusting too, but I'll tell you, it is so wonderful to wake up refreshed. And so I can't tell you enough, and this is a thing that we're trying to get out to the public. Dentists are trying to get this information out to the public. And the American Academy of Sleep Medicine and the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine is trying to do a big push to get people involved. And if you're doing any kind of snoring, or holding your breath, or people, somebody observes you holding your breath, it is so worth your while, because the problems that are generated by lack of oxygen to your heart and lack of oxygen to your brain are quite significant. And as you get older, it's really, really a problem. And your breathing gets more difficult because muscles get weaker. There are 22 muscles involved in breathing in the throat, and they get weaker as you get older. And when you get up in age, 60 or 70, this whole muscle physiology changes, which has an effect on this. And this can affect your having to take more and more blood pressure medication. It can affect obesity, congestive heart failure, can affect pacemakers, atrial fibrillation, diabetes, and coronary artery disease. All of these are tied to, one way or another, to sleep apnea. And another term is a hypopnea. And hypopnea is a decrease in the airflow lasting greater than 10 seconds with a 30% oxygen reduction in the airflow and at least a 4% oxygen desaturation from baseline. So that is, if your oxygen saturation is 94 and it drops to 90, and there's a 30% oxygen reduction in the airflow, and the airflow is decreased for greater than 10 seconds, that's hypopnea. Apnea, which is also measured, is a cessation of the airflow for 10 seconds. That is, you just flat out quit breathing. And I recently had a patient, I put the screening device on, and this patient, it was phenomenal that she was holding her, not holding her breath for minutes. It was quite astonishing. So she and her physician had picked up on it, her cardiologist had picked up on it, but had not pushed her to do something about it. So we got her immediately over to a sleep doctor, and she immediately did the test. And it's gonna change her life quite nicely. So then at our dental meeting, we have a dental meeting about every month to every 2 months. And our featured speaker this last Tuesday was Dr. Jose Barrera. Now, Dr. Barrera, we've had him on the program. He's coming back on, and he's going to be on our show in August. He's building a new building. He's training surgeons from Mayo Clinic. He's world-renowned. He's triple-boarded in facial plastic surgery with ear, nose, and throat, and also in sleep medicine. Triple-boarded, trained at Stanford, which has been some of the pioneering surgical doctors are located. And now he's training doctors who come in from Mayo Clinic. It's just phenomenal. He's was a West Point Air Force Academy graduate, and then he spent 25 years in the service, and he was the head ear, nose, and throat specialist and sleep doctor in the military, both at Lackland here and at BAMSI, among other places. So we're lucky to have a person like this in San Antonio. He is just wonderful, and I've had him on before. He is so informative, but we're probably going to have him on two sessions in a row if he can squeeze it in his schedule, because he has so much information and so much new information that he imparted to us at the dental meeting. So he made it real clear that when the problem is diagnosed, you've gone to a sleep doctor, and as I mentioned, every one of our patients is screened for the symptoms of this. And if it's needed as a follow-up, we let our patients take the home sleep monitor. It's just like a wristwatch, and it fits with the oximeter on the end of your finger. Very unobtrusive, and it does a marvelous job of screening for this. And then if that screening shows it is a problem for this of sleeping and sleep-disturbed breathing, we refer you to a sleep doctor and a sleep doctor clinic. And that's all there is to it. And from there, they take it over. And you're in great hands with having that done. Then the diagnosis comes back of how bad it is, and then treatment is outlined. The first line of treatment is, of course, the CPAP machine. It's a breathing device. It has a flow of air that can be adjusted, and the flow of air is adjusted so that it's not unobtrusive. It's not obtrusive to you. You don't even know that it's actually forcing the air, because they adjust it so carefully, and the machine is so well constructed that you can breathe in and out, and you don't snore, you don't hold your breath. It just is an incredible device that they have done. Then sometimes this isn't enough, and a dental appliance can be made. Now, a dental appliance is called a mandibular advancement appliance, and it's a dental appliance, upper and lower appliance, more like retainers, a little more, they're more sophisticated retainers, and these will move the jaw forward into a position that brings the back of the throat and clears that. And these dental appliances may be worn also with a CPAP, very unobtrusive, and they help greatly reduce the pressure with the CPAP machine. A dental appliance at the same time that you're wearing that with the CPAP can reduce the CPAP pressure by as much as 50% if there's a problem with the pressure of the CPAP machine. Now, after all of this is done and the problem has been diagnosed, the solution has been brought to the patient, and the patient still has problems, then there are the solutions, and that's where a person like Dr. Boreta comes in, or other ENT specialists. But the key, the thing that he brought out is that that's going to be the very, very last resort. Surgery is going to be done only after the CPAP has been determined that the patient can't tolerate it, or it's not doing its job properly, or a mandibular advancement device made by a dentist, and that is not advancing the jaw enough to cover the problem, only then a diagnosis is done on the breathing airway, air passageway, and a consideration is made as to whether or not surgery has to be done. So it's only, surgery is only considered after everything else is not working. That is the CPAP machine or the dental advancement device. The two together or either one by themselves. If there's still a problem, then we start looking for surgical solutions. Now, Dr. Boreta has many surgical solutions. It's just not a one-size-fits-all type of thing. And his diagnosis is extremely effective and thorough. And he's going to look down at the throat and the breathing passageway and see what kind of tissue structure is in the way and creating a problem, so that when his diagnosis is finished, it's going to be extremely valuable to the patient. And so that if a surgical solution is chosen, it's going to have a high probability of success. And so it's used to, this whole field has advanced so much in recent years. And fortunately so, because the results of sleep-disordered breathing in the medical community or medical patients is so huge. And the symptoms are being treated for the most part, like drug-resistant hypertension or high blood pressure. And these things are being treated by pharmaceuticals when it's not a pharmaceutical problem. It's a structural problem. And so that's why we as dentists and our hygienists as well, we've really taken and gotten a hold of this problem and challenging patients to do an evaluation, because we see it. We're in the mouth, and that's looking way back in the throat, we can tell a lot just by the observation and by having the patient filling out a little form. There are different forms that will show whether or not a patient is having sleep issues, whether they're falling asleep at any time at all, or driving while they're driving, and things of that type. So this is something that I'm trying to get across, how serious the problem is. And when they do the studies on truck drivers, it's really huge. And the studies on truck drivers and their accident cases, it's a monster problem. And you see these people advertising all the time, these attorneys advertising all the time. They've got a pretty good pathway in there, because the drivers, the truck drivers, are not frequently not taking care of their mouths. They're not taking care of these issues. And they may not even know that they have a problem on top of that. But at the same time, you're on the highway with these drivers as well. And then there are drivers in cars where people fall asleep. A lot of this can be traced, apparently, by the studies and diagnoses to sleep disordered breathing. So this is why I've spent so much time on this, all the way from October. Almost a year, we'll be even doing more on it. I just can't get enough information out about how serious this particular problem is, and how the correction of it can be done. And that's the neat thing, is that there is a solution. Now, if it goes into a surgical solution, in Dr. Barrera's, in his office, it's a very careful diagnosis. In the past, surgical solutions of the uvula and the back of the throat have been somewhat not very predictable. That has changed now, and especially with the diagnosis that is being done by the doctors. So that's what I want to, that's the point that I want to get across, how terribly important this issue is. And we're in our dental office, the office of Dr. Staffel and McLean, we're taking it terribly important. And all our hygienists are trained in this. The doctors are trained in it. And we have screening devices. We make the screening device free to our patients, because that's how strongly I feel about it. Now, the number one thing, I've mentioned drug-resistant high blood pressure, prevalence of sleep apnea in drug-resistant high blood pressure. Its prevalence is like 83%. Obesity is like 77%. Congestive heart failure is like 76% prevalence of sleep apnea. Pacemakers, 59%. Atrial fibrillation, 49%. Diabetes, 48% prevalence. Coronary artery disease, 30%. So, the big one, however, the really big one, is the stroke risk. Now, 65% of stroke patients have sleep disordered breathing. And then, as I mentioned about traffic accidents and the number that they have in the year 2000, 810,000 U.S. drivers were involved in a motor vehicle accident related to obstructive sleep apnea, with over 1,400 involved fatalities. So, not only the health of patients, the health care costs, patients with untreated obstructive sleep apnea have 82% higher inpatient hospital costs than treated patients. These are stunning numbers. But just the stroke aspect of it is huge. So, give us a call, Dr. Stafflin McLinn, and our number is 210-341-2569. That's 210-341-2569. And we can help guide you through this whole process and change your health, help you change your health for the better, increase your longevity, possibility, help you with your medicines, like the latest number that I saw is that the average older person, and I think that's about 70 years of age, is on 14 pharmaceuticals, medicines. This is a way that you start getting these under control and getting these things reduced. That's pretty substantial. And we see this in our practice. People are really loaded up with a lot of pharmaceuticals. And if there's a chance of getting rid of those pharmaceuticals and getting a better result, that's tremendous, just tremendous. So give us a call. Dr. Stafflin McLinn, number's 210-341-2569, 210-341-2569, and we'll help guide you through this process, as well as giving you one of the most thorough examinations that you have ever seen in your dental history. Now, one thing I want to get across, you've heard me talk a lot about NUCOM. Now, NUCOM is quite an amazing thing. It's sweeping, it's being sold worldwide. It's being, it's a anxiety remediation. It also promotes healing, promotes sleep, and it really reduces stress. And from now on, stress is a choice, especially in the dental office. This is the world's first and only patented technology proven to lower stress and improve sleep quality without drugs. Now, improve sleep quality from the standpoint that the quality of sleep is improved, but if you have sleep disordered breathing from a structural problem of the soft palate, or the shape of the jaw, or the shape of the mouth, then you're going to have that addressed. So a quantum leap forward for the NUCOM relaxation experience is an upgrade in the software. And that has been years in the making, and a recent collaboration with an executive record producer, Dan Celine, gives NUCOM a profound improved listening experience. And we put this on most of our patients who have dental treatment in our office. They love it. It's just such a relaxing, relaxing experience. It drops the brain activity from 30 cycles a second down to 8 cycles a second. And it does that in 3 to 5 minutes. And then when you're finished with the dental experience, dental treatment, you're earphones and the system is removed and you go back to your normal patterns. And however, you have this marvelous pre-sleep state of mind, which is the NUCOM system taking you down to that 8 to 12 hertz or cycles per second. So I'm excited for you, my patients, to experience deep restoration and balance as we continue to help the planet by managing stress on a personal level. all the while having your dental needs attended to. So what is NuCom? Well, NuCom, it's a patented neuroscience technology. It's designed to naturally relax your mind and body within minutes and without drugs. It's a neat thing. And NuCom uses biochemistry, physics, and neurophysiology to rapidly and reliably create deep relaxation. There are no side effects, no recuperative time or supervision needed, and it's available to all of my patients. So listening and experiencing the NuCom is just will result in achieving balance between the stress response and the rest response. That's what's so neat. And you feel like you've been refreshed, like a spa visit after you finish with dental treatment of all things. And then, of course, a lot of people, because we advertise for high fear, high anxiety patients, we see a lot of patients who haven't been in for a number of years, decades sometimes, 10, 20, occasionally even 30 years, and they've been putting off dental treatment because of fear. Well, we can handle this. We've been doing this beautifully for a very long time, and we have different systems, but at the basis is the NuCom system always, and then we can build additional sedation factors on top of the NuCom, so where you can have the most comfortable, wonderful experience that you've ever experienced in your life. So that's available. There's just no reason for you not to have dental treatment done because of fear or anxiety or high fear or high anxiety. We can handle this so beautifully, and it's a great way to have your work done. And we never, ever, ever work on a patient unless they're absolutely numb. And with today's technology, as far as anesthetics, with all the techniques that we have to get a tooth numb, there's just no reason why you can't be numb. There's no reason to have a gagging reflex. We can handle that so beautifully. There's no reason to have any fear or any anxiety. We can handle that so well. We even get people in with claustrophobia. We handle that beautifully, just beautifully, with these systems that we have. And at the basis of all of that is the NuCom system. So don't let these scary things bother you, because we can make you so comfortable. You won't believe it. And we see so many patients who come in with these high fear issues, high anxiety, and after they finish this, well, I cannot believe I've waited all this time. I wish I'd known about this sooner. So here we are. Dr. Stafflin McLinn, give us a call, 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. And, you know, we will never shame a person and make them feel bad. But one thing, if you're having pain, that pain is of value to you, because that pain is going to get you to take something and attend to it and attend to treatment. Pain is a wonderful messenger to the brain, which tells you to do something about it. And the interesting thing, though, so many people have been through pain for so long that they get accustomed to it, and these infections, these massive infections, get into the teeth and get into the jawbone, and the bacteria and viruses and spirochetes that live in these infected abscess teeth are a medical nightmare. And yet medical doctors, they are not able to look in the mouth. They're not trained to look in the mouth. So when you go to a medical doctor for a lab test, and you may or may not have a white cell count or some other lab issue or lab numbers that would show normally a concern. But that's why it's so terribly important to have regular dental examinations. And keep in mind that a tooth is designed to last you for 80 plus years. Now, that's phenomenal. A natural tooth that you get, you're born with, when that tooth comes into your jaw or into your mouth, it erupts into the mouth, that tooth is programmed and designed to last you for 80 plus years. But unfortunately, that's not the case. People don't follow through. We have too much reactivity and not being enough of a proactive person in order to keep from having teeth breaking down and nerves dying and teeth cracking. All this can be prevented with regular dental attention. And then you say, well, Dr. Staffel, dentistry costs so much. Well, if you let things deteriorate in your mouth, you bet you're going to wind up with a lot of money, expenditures. But if you are going to the dentist on a regular basis, at least twice a year, sometimes it's required that you go three or four times a year, then you're going to be taking very small expenditures and you're going to save an enormous amount of money by taking care of things when they're small and taking care of your teeth. Now, I've been doing dental implants and placing those since 1978. They're marvelous. They're marvelous treatments. But at the same time, a dental implant is not a match for a natural tooth that is healthy. It's not a match as far as the bone connection between the tooth and the implant. It's not a match as far as the gum tissue between the gum tissue is surrounding the implant as compared to a natural tooth. There is just no comparison. Now, dental implants are wonderful. We place a lot of them, and we send patients out to specialists because dental implants are marvelous. But now, still, the point is, you're much better off with a natural tooth. You're much better off saving a natural tooth and taking the time on a regular basis early on to make sure that that tooth doesn't fracture, the nerve doesn't die. And you can thereby keep that natural tooth for 80 plus years. So just wanted to pass that on. It doesn't get out there very much. And there's just, again, the summary is there's just nothing like a natural tooth. Now then, let's talk a little bit, we have a little bit of time that we have left, about gingivitis. Now, gingivitis is a infection of the gums. And there are periodontal, which are gum disease germs. And then there's the inflammatory response of the body to those pathogens. And then there's hard and soft periodontal tissue degradation. Hard being the bone housing of the teeth, and soft being the gum housing around the teeth. So you have bad germs, periodontal pathogens. You have the body's inflammatory response, which anytime those bad germs get in the mouth, you have an inflammatory response. And then you have hard and soft bone tissue degradation, and the remote effects of gum disease germs, most notably on the arteriovascular, cannot be overstated. And so what that means is that you have a possibility of having cardiovascular issues. Now, unfortunately, the processes are massively complex and only partially understood. But the progression of periodontal disease from health to gingivitis to full-blown periodontitis is similarly complex, and it's also only partially understood. So periodontal disease is when you're getting bone loss, irretrievable bone loss. But before that is going to be gingivitis. And from health, that's where you don't have any disease in the gums at all, and you have pockets of 1 to 2 millimeters, maybe threes. So the progression from health to gingivitis to full-blown periodontitis is a complex process. When you have periodontitis, that means that you're having bone loss. We now know that gingivitis, which is a gum infection, inflammation of the gums, must necessarily precede periodontitis, which is the bone loss. And this is not a random event. The reason it works this way has to do with the hereditary events associated with both gingivitis and periodontitis. The DNA that controls the expression of periodontitis has to be activated. The inflammation process associated with gingivitis acts as a switch, igniting the DNA and facilitating periodontitis expression if a sufficient number of periodontal pathogens are present. Gingivitis is generally regarded as an early form of periodontitis. However, this is not the case. It is the gatekeeper to it. So what does all this mean? Well, it means if you have gum inflammation and you have pockets that are 1 millimeter to 3 millimeters deep, and when the hygienist touches or the dentist touches those tissues, we call it the gingiva, around the gum tissue, and it bleeds. That's generally regarded as a non-serious reversible condition. That may not be the case, however, because when you have inflammation, and the inflammation is there because of what? You haven't brushed your teeth, you haven't flossed your teeth, you have not done that on a regular basis, you have not been to the dentist to get these deposits of your teeth cleaned, and you have let your mouth and these food particles accumulate, also bacterial plaque, and we found, know from the research, the bacterial plaque is a very sophisticated, complex condominium type of system that you can't easily get out. But you can, you need to be instructed on how to do this by your hygienist and your dentist. And that's one of the things that we do so extremely well in our practice. Our hygienist can develop a plan for you that is just marvelous. So, during an inflammatory response, a number of cells are attracted to the site of inflammation. That inflammation, where did it come from? Came from food and bacteria not being removed in a timely manner. So then these cells release a host of toxic chemicals, and these toxic compounds are destructive to the body as well as the bugs, the bad bugs, the pathogens we call them. The net effect is to liquefy the surrounding tissue to reduce the likelihood of bacterial metastasis. So what that means is that the body is willing to sacrifice tissue in an attempt to control the microbes or the pathogens, the bacteria and the viruses. The acute inflammatory response to a bacterial challenge occurs in a matter of minutes. But chronic inflammation takes days or weeks to fully develop in response to the persistence of the bacteria in the tissue. The problem is the bacteria reproduce in a matter of hours, so it's no surprise that the body is commonly battling uphill to catch up with the bacteria due to these differences in the timing of events. And, you know, this is where brushing and flossing on a regular, timely basis throughout the day even is so valuable. I had a patient who came in not too long ago, and because of, and the one thing that I didn't mention is that the sleep apnea causes a person to clench and brux their teeth and wear their teeth down. We used to think that was from other reasons, but now we know that there's a high probability of sleep apnea when people grind their teeth down so severely. So he came in and had worn his teeth down. He was already on a CPAP. His teeth were really worn down. And he had gum issues. So we prepared the teeth and put him on brushing his teeth and 3 times a day. And you can't imagine, within 2 to 3 weeks, the beauty of that tissue, where before he had bleeding of his gums all around the teeth, and he was losing bone tissue under the gums. All of that stopped. It was such an incredible thing. And then when we restored put the restorations in place, there was no bleeding. And this was because he was brushing with a soft brush and flossing and taking care of everything. And he was doing this 3 times a day. And it was the most remarkable result, and no bleeding. So this is what we're talking about. The bacteria are awfully smart. They form these condominium-type accumulations around teeth. There are multiple types of bacteria in there. There are viruses and there are spirochetes as well. And you really have to take care of your gums. And it's worth it, though. This is part of that 80-year-old, or not 80-year-old, but 80 process of keeping your teeth for 80 years. Brushing efficiently and flossing efficiently and seeing a dentist twice a year or at least is going to save you incredible amounts of money. Having things like the screening that we're talking about, where we can take and stop this heavy wear that people are doing, wearing their teeth down because of the sleep apnea. That's one of the side effects of the sleep apnea, is clenching and grinding of the teeth. So, again, the bottom line to gingivitis, it should be the end of the line, gingivitis being the inflammation of the gums and not the bone that houses the teeth. It should be the end of the line. So if you have any bleeding at all, if you have any pocket depth over 3 millimeters, get that treated, get that fixed. Give us a call. It's Dr. Staffelin McLinn at 210-341-2569. Because your body is it's on automatic pilot. And when you leave, when you leave bacteria accumulate on your teeth, when you leave food accumulate on your teeth, that body's automatic pilot response is to send cells into the area and start dissolving the gum tissue, your natural gum tissue, start dissolving the natural bone housing your teeth in hopes that it can start processing the dental pathogens, the bacteria. So the body is sacrificing tissue, trying to keep the bacteria under control. This is why it's so terribly important to get rid of the plaque and the food particles and the inflammation and the infection, so that the body doesn't go into this automatic response mode. You see how that, do you get that picture? This is what is so terribly important. And as dentists, we've not been real good about explaining this. But as time goes on, we learn more and more about this process. And just like learning about the body liquefying the gum tissue, sending tissues, sending chemicals, toxic chemicals, from these cells in the body. And these compounds are destructive to the body, but they're also destructive to the bacteria. So the net effect is to liquefy the surrounding tissue to reduce the likelihood of bacterial growth. So what that means is the body is willing to sacrifice tissue, gum tissue and bone, in an attempt to control the microbes. And that's something we just haven't understood that well, the process. So the acute inflammatory response to a bacterial challenge, which is food and plaque accumulation on your teeth and gums, occurs in a matter of minutes. Chronic inflammation takes days or weeks to fully develop in response to the bacteria and the tissue. The bacteria, however, reproduce in a matter of hours. You see the numbers, and just within a few hours, you're looking at billions of bacteria. So it's no surprise that the body is commonly battling uphill to catch up with the bacteria due to these differences in the timing of events. And that's the point I want to leave you with today. And once you get periodontitis, that's infection in the bone housing, the housing of the teeth, then that's going to require you to manage that disease every day forever. And it becomes much more difficult to manage the non-curable nature of periodontitis. And that's in your jawbone. So doesn't it make sense to figure it out and stay ahead of the game? And when you see gingivitis, when you see food, when you see plaque, get rid of it and make sure that you don't get any kind of chance of having these cells start liquefying your body cells start liquefying the tissue in an attempt to get control of the bacteria. And once you understand that concept, you may be more in tune with brushing and flossing. It's going to improve your lifespan too. Thank you so much. We're out of time again. The time goes by so fast. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much for listening. And give us a call, Dr. Staffelin McLean, 210-341-2569. Let us help you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Have a great week and day.